Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Kilowatt, a podcast about electric vehicles, renewable energy, autonomous driving, and much, much more. My name is Bodhi, and I am your host. And on today's episode, we are going to talk about new EVs that are coming out, EVs that have yet to be announced. We're going to talk a little bit about some DC fast charging. It's going to be a good show. So let's go ahead and start off with our Tesla news this episode, only because we don't have that many Tesla stories to talk about for this episode. So starting off, Tesla has shipped some Cybertrucks to China. Now, they're not selling them in China. They're just there to be ambassadors for Tesla. They're there to be demo trucks and show them off in the Tesla stores. I guess trucks are becoming big in the Chinese market, so sounds like Tesla would like to spur up some interest over there in China. Next up, I think we talked a little bit about this on Friday's episode. Tesla is releasing version 12 of FSD, full self-driving, to customers. That is rolling out slowly. If you haven't got it yet, don't worry. You will eventually. They're doing it slowly. My kid, Sierra, she has full self-driving on her Model 3. So as soon as version 12 comes out, she said that I can take her Model 3 as long as I give her my Model Y so that I can test it and she can drive a car that she wished she would have bought instead of her Model 3. let's see here. Tesla is investing $500 million to build a Dojo supercomputer at their New York Gigafactory in Buffalo, New York. Normally, that factory is known for building solar panels, so apparently they're going to start building a Dojo supercomputer there as well. New York Governor Kathy Hochul, I know I just pronounced that wrong, I had it before I started recording, but anyway, the governor of New York announced this during a hearing on economic developments in New York City. Elon went on X to confirm and also mentioned that $500 million is a sizable amount of money, but in the grand scheme of things, it's a pretty small investment when you compare that to how much money they're spending on the NVIDIA H100 systems. So this is what Elon said on Twitter. The governor is correct that this is a Dojo supercomputer, but $500 million, while obviously a large sum of money, is only equivalent to 10,000 H100 systems from NVIDIA. Tesla will spend more than that on NVIDIA hardware this year. The table stakes for being competitive in AI are at, and then dot, 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 and he didn't finish. So I'm guessing pretty important stuff. It's weird that they kind of downplayed Dojo at their earnings call. And now we hear that they're making a $500 million investment in Dojo. And Elon's like, hey, slow your roll. Seems like a lot of money, but it's not really a lot of money. So don't look too much into this. I'm curious as to what's really going on with Dojo. All right, let's move on to our final Tesla story this episode. If you bought a Tesla in North America in 2023, how do you get your IRA tax credit when we're, because, you know, tax season's coming up. How do you get proof that you purchased that car new or that you purchased it at all? Well, I have the steps for you, and there's also a link in the document to the article that I got this from, and I followed these steps and it did work. So you log in to tesla.com/contact us. There's a ask a question screen that pops up in a drop down menu. You choose generate 2023 IRA document. Then you enter your VIN number. For me, it auto populated. So for you, I would assume it would also auto populate. You choose whether you're the primary or secondary registrant. I'm the primary, so I chose that. I put my social security number in there, and then I submitted the request, and I got this message back. Your documents will be available in the documents section on your Tesla account within 48 hours. So we'll see. If I don't get it, I'll let you know, but I have a feeling that I will get it. So, yeah, that's how you get it if you bought a Tesla this year or in 2023.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
All right, let's move on to our EV news, because we actually have way more EV news to talk about. Canoo is delivering 6 lifestyle delivery vans to the United States Postal Service by the end of Q1 2024. If you're not familiar with the Canoo vehicle, you should go look at it. It looks a lot like a spaceship. 6 by the end of 2024, which is great for Canoo. Canoo has some partnership with NASA. Now they have a partnership with the United States Postal Service. This is fantastic. I want to throw no shade at Canoo, but for a bit of perspective, the United States Postal Service will take delivery of 9,000 Ford E-Transit vans in 2024. So, you know, in the next three quarters, Canoo really needs to step up their game to be competitive with where Ford's at in the E-Transit vans. I'm hoping one of these Canoo vans ends up in my neighborhood, or at least in my area, so that I can see it. We have Rivian delivery vans running all over the place, Nissan Arias. I've seen Fisker Oceans, Rivian R1Ss, R1Ts. Like, my area is a hotbed for EVs, Kia EV6s, Konas. Every time I go out, I see an electric vehicle in my neighborhood. And I don't know if that is just where I live or if that's happening where you live as well. Let me know. Bodie, B-O-D-I-E, at 918digital.com. Are you, but the question really is, are you seeing more EVs in your area? Speaking of EVs in my area, I see a lot of Polestars too. So Polestar is cutting 15% of its workers, which is going to be around 450 people total, which sucks. I never like it when people lose their jobs. I hope all of these people are well taken care of by Polestar and find jobs soon. Polestar said the reason was challenging markets. I'm going to take, this is completely a guess here, but I'm guessing they made this decision before they heard that Bart Bouchotts would be purchasing a Polestar 3 in the coming months. This would have been a totally different outcome in terms of layoffs if someone from Polestar listened to this show. So the only thing I can really say is, Bart, hurry up and buy your car so more people don't lose their jobs. It's on you, Bart. All on you. Moving on, Peter Rawlinson said that a $50,000 Model 3 / Model Y competitor is coming sooner than you think. My thoughts in general was they would never, ever, ever, ever get here. So if it comes at all, it's sooner than I thought. I'm just teasing a little bit, but not much. Lucid also showed off its newly expanded Amp One factory. So the factory started off as at 800,000 square feet, which is a large building. It now sits at 3.8 million square feet. So we will definitely have to listen to Lucid's earnings call. Now, speaking of new products, Rivian is planning a worldwide product launch on March 7th. Rivian owns the South Coast Theater in Laguna Beach, California, and they renamed it the Rivian Theater, but this is one of their flagship stores in California. Rivian recently went to the Laguna Beach City Council, and they asked if they could please display six vehicles along a grassy area along the Laguna Beach front. I guess it's called Main Beach Park, so I'm not that familiar with Laguna Beach, but basically, Rivian's pitch was, hey, listen, this isn't going to be a party. We're just showing off the cars. It's not going to be a big deal. There's not going to be lights. There's not going to be a sound system. We're going to keep it real small, real informal. Is that okay? Can we do that? And the city council said yes. However, some Laguna Beach residents were like, what now? You want to do what? No, thank you. We don't want any part of that. We would like our community to remain quiet. But they lost. And Laguna Beach city council said, yeah, go ahead. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they announce. Right now, we know that Rivian has the R1T, the R1S, and two different sizes of delivery van. So maybe we'll see four vehicles that we already know about and two that we don't. Maybe we'll see two vehicles that we know about in the R1T and the R1S and four new vehicles. Or maybe we'll just see all new vehicles, just, you know, slightly different trims. I'm genuinely excited to see what Rivian is planning. So stay tuned. I'm going to. Moving on to Stellantis. Stellantis unveiled their STLA Large platform. The STLA Large will use a 4 and 800 volt architectures. We'll use 400 volt and 800 volt architectures, I should say. It will feature a 3-in-1 electric drive module. This is something similar to what Rivian and some other companies are doing. So the 3-in-1 module will include a motor, power inverter, and gear reduction. This 3-in-1 drive module can be configured for front-wheel drive, rear-wheel drive, and all-wheel drive. So it can be used in any configuration that, you know, Stellantis thinks up. In terms of battery, the STLA Large platform will accommodate an 85 kilowatt hour battery all the way up to 118 kilowatt hour battery. Initially, they'll be rolling these out in Jeep and Dodge EVs in North America. But then after that, it's going to come to Alfa Romeo, Chrysler, and Maserati. Stellantis says it's planning on releasing and delivering eight vehicles between 2024 and 2026. We'll see, fingers crossed. Also, this new platform isn't just for EVs. It will be used for electric vehicles, obviously, because we just talked about that, hybrids and ICE cars, if you can believe it. So really holding on, Stellantis, really holding on. Let's talk a little bit about DC fast charging. FreeWire is partnering with GM Energy, General Motors Energy. That was hard for me to say. This will ultimately help out fleet operators who use GM's energy management solutions, according to the Inside EV article that I read. FreeWire is a DC fast charging company. They make the electric vehicle supply equipment, the EVSE. But FreeWire does it a little bit different than they have a built-in battery. So if you want to put a DC fast charger at your business, let's say your grocery store, but you don't have enough electrical capacity at the panel, you can put in one of these FreeWire EVSEs because they have a built-in battery system. So when somebody pulls up and they charge their car, they're going to get, you know, whatever that charger can give them. I don't want to say because I can't remember and I didn't write it down, so I don't want to besmirch FreeWire's good name here. Anyway, because the FreeWire has a battery, it doesn't require as much capacity at the panel because that battery acts as a little bit of a buffer. So you come in, you charge your car up, you drive away. While the charger's waiting to be used again, that battery is refilling. So I would imagine this becomes a problem or a little bit more of a problem if you get a lot of people hitting the charger one right after another. It's going to eventually slow down to whatever the panel will supply the cabinet. But overall, I think this is a good way of installing a DC fast charger without breaking the bank. The install costs on these FreeWire cabinets are lower than a normal DC fast charger install by about 20%, and the operating costs are up to 70% less than other DC fast charging cabinets, according to the article. If you want to know more about FreeWire, I did chat with FreeWire's founder and CEO, Arkady Sosunov, back in October. You can check out the episode. It's 428. It's a great episode. Arkady was such a lovely human being. I really appreciate the fact that he was willing to come on and talk to me about all this. And FreeWire has a product that is coming out soon. Arkady mentioned it in the article, and I thought we'd hear more about it at CES. And I haven't heard about it yet, so if I miss something, let me know. But yeah, I'm sure we'll be talking about FreeWire again. And when that product comes out, maybe we can sit down with Arkady one more time and chat about that as well. I like what FreeWire is doing. I'm glad they're partnering with GM. I really do want FreeWire to be successful, as well as a bunch of other companies. So when I see partnerships like this, it gives these, for lack of a better word, smaller guys a stronger hold in the market. Let's move on to the 2024 Honda Prologue EV. The Prologue is coming to the U.S. market in March of 2024, so just a little bit more than a month from now. If you didn't know, Honda and GM, General Motors, are partnering on Honda's electric vehicle aspirations. This isn't the right word. Products, I guess, on their vehicles. GM's helping them out with the Ultium platform. The Prologue will come in an 85 kilowatt hour battery with all configurations. The range is going to be between 273 miles and 296 miles, depending on the configuration of the vehicle and the trim. It starts at $47,000. Honestly, I think that's actually pretty good. You know, I'd like to see a little bit more range, but I'm not going to be too angry about it. Just the all in all, this is well priced. It's got decent range. We'll have to see how the car does overall, but I'm excited to see how it does. I wasn't convinced that anybody was going to buy the Nissan Ariya because of how expensive it was and what the range ended up being. And I mentioned this a little bit earlier, but I see Nissan Arias. I saw one today when I was driving to Best Buy. I see Nissan Arias all the time, and they're not the same color. They're different cars. I might see the same three or four and think they're 80 different cars, but I see at least four of them in my area, and I feel like that's a lot based on the fact that I didn't think anybody was going to buy that car. And I always have the same reaction when I see them, by the way. It's like, oh, I really like that car. What is it? Oh, it's a Nissan Ariya. Maybe we'll see something similar with the Honda Prologue. Yeah, I kind of like it. Looking forward to seeing what they do. Also, speaking of cars I didn't think were going to sell very good, the 2024 Subaru Solterra is getting some new features. First of all, it's got some driver assist features. There's hands-free driving at speeds up to, which means lower than, 25 miles an hour, which is, you know, a start, I guess. They'll have lane change by activating just the turn signal, and the car will automatically lane change for you. I don't know if this is technically driver assist systems. I guess it is. There's a front traffic alert, and there's something called driver-focused distraction mitigation system. I'm guessing it's a camera making sure you're paying attention to the road. The Subaru Solterra, all of the models will be all-wheel drive, which is great. Right around 220 miles for all trim, which is not great. Charging 10% to 80% DC fast charging in 35 minutes, which is a significant improvement because the previous model was 10% to 80% charge in 56 minutes. And they credit better battery management system for that. Now it's going to start at $46,000 for the base model. So I want to go back here. $47,000 for the Honda Prologue. $46,000 for the Subaru Solterra. Now, if you're a fan of Subarus, and my mother-in-law owned a Subaru and it was actually a really fun car to drive, go for it. Go get what your heart desires. But for $47,000, you're going to get around 273-mile range, which will really end up being like 220. Or for $46,000, you can get a 220 miles range, which will end up being closer to 180, maybe even a little bit less than that in reality. So seems like the Prologue's a better deal. Let's talk about Fisker. This is our final story here. Fisker built over 10,000 Ocean EVs in 2023. I am shocked. I think I mentioned this in a earlier episode, a previous episode of Kilowatt. What I don't think I mentioned is, and if I did, forgive me, but I don't think I mentioned this. It delivered half or less than half of those cars. It delivered about 4,700 cars. And this is mostly due to Fisker struggling when it comes to the infrastructure to deliver the cars. They just don't have the infrastructure in place, and they don't have the partnerships, and they're just having a hard time. I don't think it's for lack of people wanting to own these cars. I'm assuming there's over 10,000 people who have a reservation and who would like to purchase their Fisker Ocean. It just so happens that Fisker's just having a hard time delivering them. So to fix this, and we've talked about this in the past, they're partnering with dealerships. Right now, they have over 100 dealerships in Canada, US, and Europe who are interested in a partnership with Fisker. That does not mean they've made any deals. That just means, yeah, we're open to chatting with you if you want. Fisker is going to try a direct and dealership approach to selling their cars in 2024. I wish them the best of luck, to be honest with you. Now, that seems like a negative Fisker story. I kind of think it's a medium in terms of sentiment one way or the other. But I have a good Fisker story. So Fisker had a braking issue with their vehicles that ended up getting the attention of the National Highway Transportation Safety Authority, and they were looking into it. They launched a probe. Well, Fisker was able to use an over-the-air update to fix the braking issue. No harm, no foul. Fisker gets a really bad rap when it comes to their software, and maybe some of that is justified. But they made a huge deal about how important over-the-air updates were in terms of their plan for the car, for the Fisker Ocean. And you know what? It paid off. So I'm saying this without any sort of sarcasm or malice in my voice. Like, I'm glad. Good job, Fisker. It's definitely not a big deal in terms of you're the first company to do it, but you made your promise and you followed through and it worked. And none of the cars got bricked in the process, which is something that unfortunately happened to Rivian a couple of months ago. So overall, good job. All right, everybody, that is it for me today. If you want to email me, you can. It's Bodie, B-O-D-I-E, at 918digital.com. You can also find me on Twitter at 918digital. I apologize if my voice got louder and quieter during this. It is going out. I do a lot of talking into this microphone lately, and I think I need to take a little bit better care of my vocal cords because they're strained. But I hope you all enjoyed this episode. I want you all to have a wonderful week. I will talk to you on Wednesday and Friday.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.